crawfish have been called Louisiana's cultural gift to the nation. The tiny lobster-like crustaceans are used in gumbos and po' boys, or just boiled and served with corn and potatoes, especially during Lent, when crawfish are a popular alternative to meat. But this season, crawfish are in short supply because of hot weather and drought. It's so bad that Louisiana's governor has declared a disaster. Greg Lutz is a professor of aquaculture at Louisiana State University's Ag Center in Baton Rouge. Greg, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we're seeing that crawfish farmers are catching far less than normal, and distributors who usually have thousands of sacks of crawfish in their refrigerators at this point in the year now have just a few dozen. Have you ever seen anything like this?
I have never seen this. I've been working with crawfish for 43 years, and no one I know in the industry has ever seen anything like this.
What's going on?
Well, crawfish is actually a year-round life cycle, and they spend the summer down in burrows, and they have to stay moist down in those burrows if they're going to survive and reproduce. And the problem is, under the severe drought that we had, the ground cracked so bad in a lot of these regions that crawfish literally just dried up down in the ground.
How much of the year's supply has dried up with it?
Well, you'll hear different numbers from different people, but a lot of the people in industry leadership suspect that we'll probably only have about 20% of a normal crop this year.
Wow. So the heat and the drought is one problem. I also see that salt water is moving further up into the rivers and irrigation canals of the state. How does all of this affect the crawfish economy, which is huge in Louisiana? It brings in, what, $500 million each year to the state?
Well, on a normal year, that's what we're looking at. No one could quite tell you that number for this year because prices are about three times higher than normal right now for those people who can get crawfish.
Well, that's the economic impact, but what about the cultural impact? I mean, crawfish are just incredibly important to the people of Louisiana and to the lifestyle of the place.
They really are. It's a way for people to get together. A lot of businesses have crawfish boils for their employees, family gatherings. It's sort of a luxury, but people are willing to pay for it.
So what's the future look like for crawfish? I mean, is the weather turns around and we'll be back to normal, or do you think this might be a long-term problem?
Well, about 70% of our acreage is in rotation with rice. And when you do that rotation, you have to restock those ponds in the springtime. This year, I don't think very many producers will be able to afford to restock their ponds. And also, too, the producers who lost the season entirely. So next season is already going to have a serious impact. And if we have another summer like last summer, I think the industry as we know it is going to cease to exist. It's going to be a very different crawfish industry.
Wow. Greg Lutz, professor of aquaculture at Louisiana State University's Ag Center in Baton Rouge. Thank you.
You are welcome. It's a pleasure to get to talk to you.